Hi, I'm Kyle on episode 496 of the MWA podcast. Sean, Mark, and Brian and myself are asking Garrett Roberson the five questions. Hey, I didn't say Robertson.
Yeah.
Good now.
Good job.
Yeah, you did there, though.
I did there, but you know, hey. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out Garrett's interview on episode 495. So welcome back to the show, Garrett.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome back.
Well, before we get started on the five questions, who do we have to thank this week for our Patreon supporters?
Once again, a big shout out, as always, to our Patreon supporters. This time around, we're giving out to a good friend of the show, Rex Hansen. Rex has been kind to the show for quite some time. If you would like to help support the MWA podcast, please go to patreon.com/MWA podcast, and we would very much help you. We very much appreciate your support.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rex. Yeah, so let's get into the five questions. So first off, what's your favorite tool? And as always, our limit is 23.
Yeah, so I have four.
Okay.
Fair.
The first one would be my SCM Minimax Joiner Planer Combo. It's the 12-inch.
Okay.
Simply because...
Dude, just hold that over our heads for right now. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yes.
Simply because before I had that, I never knew how good it was to have really beautiful square lumber.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, it just makes your life a great thing. So yeah, love that thing.
What kind of heads do you have? Do you have those, the blades that you change out, or are they?
Yeah, the Tersa.
Tersa. I was going to say Tesla like blades, but I knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
Tersa blades.
Tersa. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And those things leave an excellent finish. And no complaints. My second one would be probably my favorite hand tool, which is a super like cheapo Japanese hand plane. And it's what made me fall in love with Japanese hand tools. So I think it was like $60 on Amazon.
Okay.
It's like a 43 millimeter, but I've tuned it up pretty well, and I really just love using it. And the irony of it is that I recently, a few months ago, bought a really nice expensive Japanese hand plane, and I haven't used it because I'm too scared to tune it because it was a lot of money. And so, you know, I don't know if Wilbur Pan listens to this show frequently, but if he does, give me a call.
Yeah, and, yeah. I was about to say, you need to get in touch with Wilbur. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We'll definitely
help
you out.
You can go to that Fine Woodworking show and talk to Andrew Hunter.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Andrew would do that. Yeah. That is one thing, Andrew, when I was talking to him at the Texas Woodworking Festival, that's one thing he said about Japanese hand planes. He goes, if you want to get into Japanese hand planes, you need to take a class on setting them up.
Well,
yeah.
If you have expensive ones, because the cheap one, I was like, it was $50. If I screw it up, okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, but it works.
Well, aren't you aren't you just paying for the steel? Or are we talking about the iron? That's
the way you got to fiddle with them. You got to fiddle with them to get the blade properly set, bedded. And then you got to fiddle with them because they need to touch at like three points, like the front, right before the mouth, and at the end. Mm-hmm. So you got to fiddle with them to get them, you know, all, you know, because basically they're selling you a block of wood with a roughly cut wedge in it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're fiddling with the iron, or you're fiddling with the wood?
Yeah,
both.
You're fiddling with the wood to fit the iron.
Oh man, it's just wood. You can get some more wood. Don't sweat it.
I don't know.
A little Bondo here and there, you know.
Yeah,
well, that probably works. Yeah.
MDF plane.
Yeah. So the next one would be I just purchased not that long ago, actually, which are these new Melbourne Tool spoke shaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You
got one. Very interested.
All right.
I got both. I got the flat and the curved.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm not, you know, a pro hand tool guy, but they're wonderful. They are wonderful.
That's
fantastic. Super sharp, easy to adjust, very comfortable to use on the push stroke, on the pull stroke. I recently made a hammer handle for one of my Japanese hammerheads. And I did the whole thing with just those two spoke shaves, and I love them. They're great, and they're not expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say enough about them. The last thing—that's
fantastic to hear. Yeah, yeah, You're our first full reviewer of those, so mm-hmm. that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, they're really great. And then lastly, this has been a trend on your show recently, but I'll jump in it, is the bandsaw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a Jet SFX 14, which is like a 1 3/4 horse with a 13-inch resaw capacity. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great saw, you know, and it wasn't a ton of money, and it cuts everything wonderfully.
Okay. What kind of blade do you keep on it?
It's actually a Michigan company. I feel terrible not remembering the name. But I tried the ones from Highland Woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
The real thin kerf ones. I can't remember the name. And those work okay. But these, one of the local guild guys turned me on to it, and it's super thin kerf, and last forever. And they're like $19.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's the thing about bandsaw blades, is relatively inexpensive. What size?
I use a 5/8.
All right, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Well, let us know if you know the name of the company.
Yeah. I have it at email.
Timberwolf.
Yeah, no, that's the one that Highlands sells, I believe. Uh-huh.
Olson?
No, it's starts with an S. It's based out of like Sterling Heights or something. Just some.
Spirit?
Nope. It's like an industrial saw blade manufacturer, but they'll sell you individual blades, but you have to call them. They don't have like a website.
Yeah. Let me know. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, but they're great and they're cheap and they. I don't. I love them.
Carter?
Nope.
Nope.
They're in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just keep throwing out blades.
Yeah. just keep naming them.
I'm running out, man.
Well, this is a company, obviously, that does industrial. It doesn't have a website, so we're probably not going to get it.
But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's Detroit Bandsaw Works.
That is cool. All right. Next question, Sean.
So who has influenced you?
I have two quick categories on this one. So first of all, kind of all studio furniture makers from like back in the day. So Nakashima, Krenov, Escherich, Maloof. When I first started getting into woodworking, I kind of just stumbled upon like a YouTube video of Nakashima something or other. And I was like, this is it, man. You know? And then I kind of just went down the rabbit hole of studio furniture makers, and I love all of them. Whoever their name is, I like it. Now I would say I have a list, so I'll just list them off. So Michael Jury, Matt Kenny, Mike Petrovich, Israel Martin, Mark Watley, Christian Bexvoort, and last but certainly not least, my YouTube favorite of all time is Ishitani.
Ah, yes.
Love Ishitani, man. I could watch that guy's YouTube videos all day.
I want one of those Hitachi planer things.
Yeah, the super smoothers.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, that's that pretty much sums it up, I think.
No, Mark.
Mark, it was me, Mark.
Right? Oh, is it
Mark? Oh, it's gonna be Mark. Oh,
I was looking at Ishitani. I was like, who is this Ishitani? I have never heard of that guy or gal, whoever it is.
You haven't heard of Ishitani?
You've never heard of Ishitani?
It's got the turtle in the logo with
You've never watched Ishitani? Oh,
I'm subscribing.
Man. I am jealous of you. You got some great content
things to
coming
discover.
Up.
I'm too busy making videos to watch them. That's my problem. I don't
Well, you don't have to worry. There's no talking or anything like that. Nope. It's just like watching him make some stuff and check out the machine, especially the tenon cutter that he.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny because that's. I was going to experiment with some videos where I stopped talking. I don't. It's gonna be hard to do, but you know.
We'll his are fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the channel. I got it. Okay. Sorry about that diversion. What is your woodworking white whale? What's the thing that you just dream of making?
So there's a lot because I've just started, but I picked two, and the first one is really bizarre, but I'd love to do a really big, nice front door, like an entryway home door.
Sure.
You know, I see some of these pop up on Instagram sometimes, and these guys make like the big 8-foot, you know, tall, whatever. And I don't know, something about it, I just love it. So there's that, which I don't know if I'll ever do, because I've heard doors are a nightmare. But that and just a really great hand tool bench. I don't have one at all. And I built one once, but it was before I even knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know exactly what I want it to do. And I just need to build it.
Yeah.
But now's the time. I'd love to do that. Yeah.
I've got a class spot open in May. Come on down.
Hey, if I'm not working.
If what you want is a split top Rubo, we can make that happen.
Well, but here's the thing is I already bought the leg vise from Havarder. So
we can figure it out, man.
Make it work. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I might take you up on that offer.
All right.
There you go. So what has been your biggest stumbling block?
I think like what a lot of people say, because I listen to your guys' show every week is, time. And then to go along with that, the patience. Just the patience of knowing that things are going to take time, but then also understanding that I don't have any free time to do this stuff a lot, and just all the frustration that comes along with that. And just letting, the thing is, whenever I have short periods of time, I think I should go into the shop and try to accomplish something. Every time I do that, that's when I screw something up. Like if I go into the shop and I try to, if I'm working on a project, if I'm just making some small thing, that's fine. But if I'm like when I was doing the mansion project, there would be days where I'd say, I have an hour. I should go, sand some veneer and try to get a drawer front in the vacuum press. Every single time that would be the thing that I screwed up and I'd have to redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really just letting myself be okay with being patient, I think is my biggest problem and my biggest stumbling block really is just giving myself permission to be patient.
Yeah. That's a good point. Very, very good point because every time I'm in the shop, I'll occasionally tell my wife, hey, I got to go to the shop to do this, this, and this. I should be back in 30 minutes. She goes, that's 2 hours. She's always right.
She knows. She knows.
Yeah.
But
shop time is not normal time.
Yeah, but she gives me the latitude to say, hey, I don't expect you back in 30 minutes. It's going to take you a while to get this done. Yeah. And it always does. It always does. And but yeah, everything takes, twice as long and costs twice as much.
Oh, yeah.
So the shop is like a time machine. Like you go there and you travel to the future, but your present hasn't really changed very much.
That's right. You're traveling near the speed of light. So your time is very, very slow.
Yeah. Yep. You're inside a room. You're isolated. So you're working, at your normal pace, but you leave the shop and you're like, it's the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
And that concludes the shop. That's right. And that concludes the physics segment of Modern Woodworkers Association.
There you go.
All right, Garrett. Last question here is how has the internet influenced your work?
Being relatively new, I'd say, a lot. Instagram certainly is a constant inspiration. Earlier in my journey, I guess, it would be YouTube. But I think the difference, between me and some people is that all my inspiration comes from nothing to do with like technique or making a joint or, these like YouTube videos or something like this is how you cut a dovetail or whatever. I really love a good documentary on a furniture maker on YouTube or like Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
If I watch, 25 minutes on Nakashima or, a 15 minute thing on Maloof or whatever it may be, that'll fuel me for months. And I just love it. I love seeing people in their shop working the methods, like how they're seeing things, their design strategies. I can just see, you can see the makers from back in the day, the furniture makers, like the way they're looking at the piece of wood, or there's that video of Maloof cutting on the bandsaw, totally right. Freehand, which I'm sure you've all seen. And I see that and I just go, yeah, I get that. I know where his head's at and I love it and I want to be there, and I'll go in the shop for a whole weekend just seeing Maloof cut a chair part freehand on a bandsaw or seeing Nakashima, looking at a tabletop, looking at a slab and because I just see it and I go, yeah, I get, you know, he's looking at that and he's thinking about this design and he's thinking about grain and he's thinking about, you know, where the base is going to interact with that, you know, void in the top and whatever. So that's really it for me is, you know, I'm not so much attracted to people teaching me how to do stuff. It's more just, I absorb what the designer is doing. And I just love that.
Yeah. Well, that is so cool. And that's probably one of the things I didn't comment on your interview episode was that one conference table you made where you had the live edge towards the center. That was fantastic. That's, you know, not something most people would think of doing, and it really paid off. And
well, thank you. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And, by the way, I'd like to introduce you to the YouTube videos of one Curtis Buchanan on Windsor chair making. So check them out. Anyway, but with that, where can folks find you on the interwebs, Garrett?
Most often on Instagram, just at @HMR_woodcraft. That's really where I'm at 99% of the time. And then just YouTube, HMR Woodcraft, and my website, HMRwoods.com.
Fantastic. Brian, what about yourself?
Instagram, as always, is where you can find me at Obst Woodworks. And that's just very simply OBST. Kyle, how about you?
You can always find me on Instagram at Barton.Kyle or BB Custom Tools, BBCustomTools.com, or on YouTube under BB Custom Tools or Kyle Barton. By the way, just posted a video today. So, a week or so since our recording. So, anyway, but Mark, what about yourself?
You can find me on Instagram at Mark Builds It. You can subscribe to my newsletter at jointeffort.net. And I forgot to mention last week, you can find me on YouTube at The Joint Effort. How about you, Sean?
Per usual, you can find me at SeanW78 on most social medias.
And that just about wraps it up for this show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show on the podcatcher of your choice. Just search for the Modern Woodworkers Association. And while you're there, please leave us a review. You can follow us on Instagram at MWA_podcast. And if you'd like to support the podcast, go over to patreon.com/MWA podcast. But the best thing you can do is tell a friend. Word of mouth goes a long way in sharing our discussion.